I remember I used to hang out in Royal Oak on bike night with some guys, and I'd go up there quite often, and we'd hang out by the right by the Starbucks, so we'd sit there and drink coffee, and they'd give us free refills, so you'd buy one, you know, tall coffee, and you'd drink all night if you wanted. Of course, who loves to drink coffee all night? We did. There were a lot of guys that were, like, AA members and stuff, so it was good for them. Me, I was fine with it, but it was, I got my, back then, it was like 07, I think, so I've been a card-carrying member since then. I use it all the time because I get points, and then I'll get a free, you know, I get one of their foo-foo drinks every now and again for free, and I'll load it up with extra shots of espresso, and, you know, it would be like $12 friggin' dollars if I was to, you know, actually order that and buy it, but I get it for free with points, and then they give you other little incentives and stuff like that every now and again, or if you want to get a shot of espresso, you know, in your coffee, which is real good. Takes it up next level. You know, you can get it for free with a few points. So I find it's worth it just for that, but not going there quite as much as I used to because they've hiked all their prices, and, you know, and it's just, I don't know. It's now it's kind of where, you know, out of my comfort level. Like this tall coffee would have been $2.85, which isn't, you know, way out of line. But, you know, the minute you go off the ranch and get anything fancy from them, you know, you're up near $5 before you bat an eye. And I just, you know, nah, sorry. I guess Dakota, right?